Okay, today is Daf Ayin Beis in Kulin. We'll learn today's Daf. Zecher Nishmat Matityahu Menachem Ben Yaakov. The Shama should have an Aliyah. Okay, so we said yesterday, we talked about the concept of Tehuma Belua and Tahara Belua. That was the statement of Rava. He gave this whole thing that Tehuma Belua and Tahara Belua. And then comes Rava, and Rava says, well, what's the big Chiddush? Tuma Belua and Tahara Belua are both mentioned explicitly or implicitly in Mishnayos in Megillos. A clear indication of that concept in Megillos. So what is the Chiddush of saying Tuma Belua? Right? What is the Chiddush of Tuma Belua and Tahara Belua? It's already mentioned in Mishnayos. So we're going to say, a lot of ways to learn this Gemara, so we're going to say first, let's read it, okay? So Kika Amar Rava. What was Rava being Mechadesh when he mentioned the concept of Tum Belua and Tahara Belua? Kik Amar Rava, Kigon Shebolo Shtei Tabos. The case is where you have somebody who swallowed two rings. Achas Tameya, V'achas Tahora. One of the rings is Tamei, and one of the rings is Tahora. And inside the stomach, these rings are now going to be touching each other. So you would think that the Tamei ring would be Metamei, the Tahora ring. Right? Shabbos Shtei Tabos, Achas Tamei V'Achas Tahora, Below Mitamei La Tamei La Tahora. That we're saying, no, because of the concept of Belua, the Tamei one does not Mitamei the Tahora one. It's sort of that saying that this area is just off the playing field. Right? It doesn't matter what's happening physically, it's off the grid, and there's no concept of Tumah V'Tahora taking place in that area. The long Rashi here, Rashi says, the last Rashi, the Imas Nisan, the Katani Bola Tabas Tmeya, if we just had our Mishnah which said that if you swallowed a Torah person who swallows, right, the Bola Tabas Tmeya, Tova V'Okel, right, he can then just go and be, sorry, he's Tamei, swallows a Tamei, and then he, because he's very Tamei, yeah, and then he goes to Mikvah, now the Kotnis Kohen can eat Truma. The mashma, it's mashma here, lo mati l'odam, that the inside, the tumor inside is not mitameya, not matame the person. Hava mina taim alavishim belia. Rashi, we would have thought this reason is not because of the concept of belua, right? He elamishum the maga base hastar lav magahi, the inyan tumor. That the concept of something being touched of inside the base starim and the innards is not considered a touching. That doesn't count. For the minimum sefer nida, mivi yoda lo shata b'mayim. That's what we would have thought. You wouldn't have thought it because of Tumbalua. You would have thought it because of base star, which is interesting because, whatever. Begabe Tavas, that's not what the Mishnah said. The questioner was, well, it says it clearly in the Mishnah. So they were learning in the Mishnah that it's Tumbalua. Rashi says, no, you haven't even would have been. Why would I have even been there? That's how I learned the Mishnah even without it. Okay. So, Begabe Tavas, Lekalim Neymar, Titmeha Adam B'masa. And also, what about, why can't you say that it taps up the Tumas Masa, carrying it? We have an idea of carrying Tumas, you also become Tumas. So Rashi says, you can't say in this ring case, which is in my body, that I'm Tumas Masa, She'ain Masa, there's no Masa, El Mi Shatuma Yotze Mimenu. There's only concept of Tumas Masa, if you're talking about a Tumas that is, I guess, pouring out of someone's body. It's coming out of me. You go, Mes V'Nevela Ume Ainus Hazar. A flowing of a zog. About tummy mace. But a tummy, someone who's tummy mace, not the mace itself. Afal pisha who avatuma, even though he's avatuma, ain't lo master. There's no concept. Master is a very machmer type tuma. So there's no master unless the tuma actually, if you're the source of the tuma. Now, what about the other case of tabas tahora, nami vitznan, lo machmi machmas odri. A tabas tahora that I swallow. Now I walk into an OL, the Mishnah's case. I become tummy. The Adam Lomachma. I would have thought that the reason why it doesn't become Tameh is because of Tumas Beis. There's no Tumas Beis Hastarim. About Tabas Vitabas. But this case we just mentioned now, two rings inside. Lav Beis Hastarim Shaykh Lanehu. There's no concept of Beis Hastarim to say. Afa Pisha Nitmanu Ba'adam. Even though they're both buried inside the person. Harin Hei Kumunacha B'Teva V'Litmu. It's as if they're in a box together. And when they touch each other, they should become Tameh. So Ashmi Umin Rabba comes Rabba Tami, the time of the Masnisim Mishim Balui, but if you look at Brussel Loma Tami, no, the concept is that you're Tumah Balua. Tumah Balua takes the concept of Tumah off the grid, it's gone, and even these two rings, they don't touch each other, it doesn't matter, there is no problem. So that's how Rashi says that the whole concept is that you refer to Tumah's base of Starim. the Rishonim, all the whole Tosos, all the Rishonim, they say they learn a little differently, and they simply say, where is that? They simply say that we knew Katzer Tum Bulu even from the Mishnah of Gvos. That because we knew clearly from it, nothing to do with Beis Hasdarim. But we didn't realize, we thought that Tumah Bulu would only deal with external forces of Tumah. Tumah Bulu protects from something from the outside. What about our case where the Tumah is actually inside, this Bulu as well? The same idea. So now it's off the grid and Tumah Bulu even protects from there. Okay. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Well, let's figure out what's going on here. We just said that Rabba's case is that we have two tavos inside. The two things are inside, they don't become tame. Well, what was our case in the Mishnah? The case was the ubar and the chaya, the midwife sticking her hand in, touching the ubar. Right? The ubar, right, the fetus, the chaya, and the midwife, her hands are sticking inside, kishtei tavos dummy. They should be like two rings. Why? They're both being put inside. The fetus is already there, the midwife's hand is going in there. Right? The kishtei tavos dummy. So we should see. You should say that I guess you can view the fetus as the tabas tameya, the midwife's hand as the tabas tahora, and they shouldn't be, but they shouldn't become tameh. The midwife shouldn't become tameh. Become a tamala, uba lechaya. But why does the Mishnah say that the ubar is metameh, the midwife? It's two rings inside. So the Amarabi says, no, shani ubar, the ubar is different, holu was so full latzis, because it's so full to come out. So, wait a second. If it's sofa to come out, so shouldn't that mean that the mother becomes tummy also? It's no longer tumor. You're saying sofa lati gets rid of the concept of tumor of blua. So then it should also, the habamim basically destroys the whole concept of blua in this case. The mother should also become tummy if it's sofa lati. But the Gemara that doesn't ask that. The Gemara asks a different kasha, or another good kasha. Amar Rava, the uba sofa lati tabai in sofa lati? What? The ubar is going to come out, but the ring is going to stay. In other words, the ring's place is supposed to be in the cavity of the human. No, it's not. It's supposed to come out also. So why are you telling me that since ubar sofa latzeis, therefore if something tar touches it, that tar thing becomes tamei. But in the ring case, if another ring touches it, it doesn't become tamei. Why? The ring is supposed to stay in the cavity. No, he's supposed to go and it's going to come out. It's also sofa latzeis. So Gemara says, okay, you're right. We're going to retract. Ella amar Rava. Pupadasai, the other time of the Haimil. So the people from Pupadisa knew the reason, Umanu, and who are they? That's Rav Yosef. It's Rav Yosef. Or who is it? It's Rav Yosef. The Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosef, the name Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Tumazo, this Tuma of the midwife, of the Mialedes, where she sticks her hand and touches, right? What was the case again? She touches the dead fetus, right? She touches the dead fetus, she becomes Tamei. That's not Tuma Doraisa. Because really it's Tumah Bulua, and she shouldn't become Tameh. It's Einam Adivri Torah, it's because Minah Torah, Tumah Bulua, she should be Tar. Elam Adivri Sofrim, it is a Dindra Banon that she becomes Tameh. The Gemara asks, wait a second, oops, the Lashon is weird. My Einam Adivri Torah, Elam Adivri Sofrim. What you tell me is Einam Adivri Torah, don't I know it's only Dindra Banon? It should just say it's Einam Adivri Banon, or it's not Adivri Torah. What's this Lashon saying? It's Einam Adivri Torah, and it is Adivri Sofrim. It's redundant. She says, no, we need it. The lo tema, you shouldn't think that it's only that the Mishnah is going only according to which is going to Rabbi Akiva. What does Rabbi Akiva say? The Amar, he holds Ubar b'mei Isha Tame Umatme. That he doesn't hold this concept, excuse me, of Blua by the Ubar. He holds that the Ubar inside does make everything Tame. Right, the Amar Uba B'nei Isha Tamei, El Afilu Rabbi Shmuel, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Amar Uba B'nei Isha Tahar, who says that the fetus inside the womb still maintains the Tahar status, Gazru B'Tumu D'Rabbanan, there still is a Gzera of Tumah. Okay, so my time, what is the reason why they would make this Gzera? Okay, Rabbi Shmuel says that the Raisa level, there's no Tumah from this baby. So why do we say that this midwife is Tameya? Why do we say she can't get Tameya? My time is Amar Rav Hoshaya, the Gzera is Shema Yotze Vlad Rosho. Maybe the Vlad during, I guess, delivery will have its head poke out. Again, this, I guess this is a dead, I guess it puts its head out and then dies or something like that. I'm not exactly sure. Right? Maybe during the, it puts the prozer, right?
And therefore, what we said before, the head comes out, it's dino kuyolud. If it's dino kuyolud, and then it's a stillborn, so it's metame, because it's outside. So we make a gzera, put it, sticking her hand inside, up to the case, then maybe the vlad stuck its head outside. So ihachi, if that's the case, that we're worried that maybe the vlad stuck its head outside, so once it sticks its head outside, it's no longer blua. So now they ask, the same case we had, ihachi, ishanami. So the woman, we should also make a gzera on the woman. Why? We say that the mother herself is tamea, right? Because we sort of didn't, because she's tamea, she's tahor until the baby comes out, right? Now what was the case? Ha'isha shemeis v'lada b'tok me'ya parshat v'isha tahor atshi yotza ha'vlad. Right, so why don't we say that maybe in this case we have a chash that the vlad came out, so the woman should also be tamea in this case. I mean, I guess the nafkamina is more probably more for is more for, you know, the olden days when you dealt with some of the tara ideas, whatever she touched. So why don't we say that she's hatamei the rabbanon even at this point? Because you have a gezeira, maybe the head came out. So the Gemara says, no, isha margeshes ba'atma. The woman can feel what's going on. She's the player in the whole thing that's going on. So she knows. You don't have to make a gezeira that maybe the head came out. If the head came out, the woman would know. Then she would know that she's tamei. The Gemara says, well, if she knows what's going on, the tema lelechaya, let her tell the midwife whether the head came out or not. The Gemara says, no, she's treated her. She's a little busy. The woman's a little busy trying to have a baby. So she's not gonna stop and tell the midwife. The question is though, why do you have, I mean, the midwife knows she's gonna become tamei, right? That's the whole, her whole purpose, that's her whole purpose of coming there. She knows she's if it's not now, she's going to be coming afterwards. She's here to deliver the baby. I don't know. Okay. So now the Gemara asks, so what's the machlokas in Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? So my Rabbi Shmuel and my Rabbi Kiva, this Sanya, we have the following brisa. Okay, the pasuk says by the Tumas Mace, it says, the Chol Asher Yigal Pnei Sadeh, whoever touches in the field, Vachol Al-Khara Ober Mace, or Be'etim Odam Ober Kaver, Yitamash Shivas Yamim. So you're focusing on the word now, Al Pnei HaSadeh, which is in the field. So apnei hasadeh, which means it's out in the open in the field. That's lahoti ubar meisha. The Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says that excludes the ubar in the woman's body. If the ubar dies, the fetus dies in utero, well, that's not apnei hasadeh. So there's no tumah. Once it comes out, then there will be tumah. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Rabbi Kiva scholik, and he says omer l'rabos golel v'dofik. It comes to include, right? It comes to include. If you cover, I guess you covered the Aron HaMeis, and you put up the walls of the Aron, that those are mitame k'meis atzmo. Is the Aron, is the person in there? I'm not sure what that means. Rashi says golel is kisui ha'aron shel meis, which others say no, others say it's the headstone. But kisui ha'aron shel meis, dofek is dab. So you put the cover on, and now the box is metame. Well, there's a mace inside already. Right, so what's the... The rab was golel v'dofik. Say again? Which means what?
It's buried,
I guess, but it's the body gives off the tumor. That's what I'm saying. If the body is inside, the, of course, it's going to be tummy because the tumor is coming from the body. No, you can walk, you can't have, the coin can't walk in the cemetery because the tumor's oil. And what the case is.
L'ravos golel v'dofid. Adamer tami b'magav ha'ol. Rabbi Shmuel is in the whole golel v'dofid kilchos of gemurah. He says, I don't need a pasuk for it. He says, halach el Moshe m'sinai. What does he say? Rabbi Tam says, the golel is the Evan v'dolish the nosim al kevin shekurim lo matzeva. I mean, that's what he says. That's the stone, that's sort of the headstone. So that's what Rabbi Kiva learns the pasuk for. Okay, Rabbi Kiva. Now Rabbi Kiva, who learns that the pasuk is din gol of a dofik. So ubar b'mei isha tongue the rice minolis. So how does he know? Right, his shita was that an ubar inside in utero is metame. Rabbi Shmuel learned out that he's not. He's excluded. Rabbi Kiva learned something else in the pasuk. But where does he say that the ubar b'mei isha is mitame? So Amar Rav Oshia, he learns out from the following. Amar Kra, the pasuk says in Bamidbar, it says kol hanogei b'meis b'nefesh adam atrayumas. Right, so the pasuk is mashma that it's kol hanogeya b'meis b'nefesh. It's mashma that we're talking about a meis who's within some other nefesh. Right, the ezu meis sheb nefesh al adam, which meis is within another nefesh. Havi omer ze uber meisha. That's the uber meisha, and you still tell me that's even metamik meis. That's metamik meis. So now, what is Rabbi Shmuel going to do with this pasuk? The Rabbi Shmuel, but right hanogeya meis nefesh. He learns it out. The Ravi is dumb. Haba'a min ha'nes shemitama. He learns it out that that's what Pasuk tell me, that not only, you know, the body parts itself, but even blood. The Ravi is dumb that comes out from the mace, that is mitama. Not just the meat, but even the dam. Shenei Mar, because the Pasuk says, Hanogeya b'neis b'nefesh ha'adam, by the Shayumas, eno nefesh ha'adam shemitame. What does nefesh ha'adam mean? Usually the guf ha'adam. What's nefesh ha'adam that's mitame? Havi om is a revi's dam. That's revi's dam because the nefesh is totally in the blood. That's where your life comes from, the blood. So that's what it means, revi's dam. Rabbi Kiva, okay, so where's Rabbi Kiva now? Rabbi Kiva learned that pasuk to give a reboy that the ubar, about the uber mace, that's mitame. He hasn't learned about the revi's dam. So he's metame. He goes according to the shita. The Amar, he says, "Af revius adam habam mishnei meisim metame ba'ol." Even if I revius adam coming from two separate bodies, that's going to be metame ba'ol. The Sanya Rav Kiva says, "Rav Kiva omer minayin revius adam habam mishnei meisim metame ba'ol." Shneimar the kol nashos meis lo yavo. Right, stay in nefashos b'shir efad. There's a kol nashos meis. You can read it as in plural, and therefore you see that even revius adam, a combination from two separate bodies, it's still enough to be matam of ol. And I guess Rabbi and Rabbi Shmuel doesn't learn that. He doesn't hold that. Therefore, he holds Rabbi Saddam only for one person. So bottom line is our Mishnah, which says that the tumah of the midwife, that's only midin derabanan. I guess of course according to Rabbi Shmuel, but according to Rabbi, the way you learn the Mishnah is that you could say it comes out. The Kiva holds that the uber inside is tamei deraisa. So he can't be the author of our Mishnah, because we say that the midwife is Tahora until the baby comes out. When we say that the midwife is Tameya and the mother is Tahora, it has to be Rabbi Shmuel, and she's coming under Rabban level, right? According to Rabbi Kiva, we just learned that Tuma of the Ubar is the Araisa. But if he doesn't hold the, that means he doesn't hold the tumah blue. That means the mother should be tamei also. So how can the Mishnah can't be a sheet of a kiva? Ah, that's what I'm taking.
Right?
Yeah, we did say that.
Yeah.
He says El Morva El Morva Rebbe Sofrim Delo Tema Aliva the Rekiva to Amar Uma Isha Tamei. Also, you know, maybe he would say that. You can still say that the Mishnah is for Rekiva. You can say that maybe the Ubar gives off Tumah to the people who touch it, but since she's based on starring by the mother, it's still not Tumah. Okay, fine. So that is that. Pretty difficult. Next. That doesn't get any better. Right, the Mishnah is going back to talk about an Aver that comes out from the womb of the animal. Okay? So, a few concepts we have to keep in mind. Number one, we have the concept of Tumah Nevela. Right, tumah nevela is that any behemoth or chaya that dies, it is an abatuma. Right, it is an abatuma, and a kezayis baser from this nevela is metame adam, kalim, oklim, and mashkim, and they all become a rishon l'tumah. Now, an adam and a kalim who touch this nevela, they become a rishon, and they can now be metame other oklim and mashkim into a sheni. But oklim who touch the nevela, right, oklim who touch it, they become a rishon. They become a Rishon, but Oklim Rishon cannot transmit Tuma any further with the Raisa. But Mashmun is a Machlokas. Okay. Number two, we have the concept of, so that is a concept of Tuma Tavela. Number two, we have a concept of Shchita Metaheras. That a Shchita is Metar Tuma Tavela. Shchita is two things. A Kasher Shchita would do, number one, make the animal Kasher. to eat. Number two, it takes away the idea of nedeva. Even if you have a treifa, the kosher animal, it's a treifa, you would not be able to eat, but you do shmita, it gets rid of the tumas nedeva. Gets rid of that high level. Tumah just has a tumah treifa, which is a different level of tumah. Right? We see that the shmita is mitariyat. Number three, we have a concept of tumas eivir minachai. So you have an eivir that comes off from a behemoth v'chaya, and it has on it bones and meat and sinews. It's metama like a nevela. Okay? And we just had this idea of the vlad in the behemoth, the vlad inside the animal. We just learned out that the shrita of the mother, right, uber yarachimah, the shrita of the mother is metaher, the vlad inside, so that it can be eaten as well. That's the concept of the ben pakua. Right? The shchita is, and not only that, the shchita is mitaris from Eidim and Achai and Tumas Nadela. Right? The same, if you have a tame, the mother of tame, and you shaft it, so the animal inside is not considered Eidim and Achai or Nadela, the shchita is mitaris that as well. Okay? But if one, right, but if one of the limbs is outside, then that Eidim is Asur Bachila, because it never would have become Nitar, but the shchita of its mother. And now the Gemara's mission is going to talk about, okay, that Eber that went outside, what level Tumah does it have? Is it Nevela or is it Trefa? Whatever. So, Behema Hamaksha Lele. A Behema is having a difficult time giving birth. Uhotzi Ubar as Yado. And the fetus sticks out one of its legs. V'chataka. So now the Roa thinks that in order to get the baby out, it's going to be easier, so he chops off the leg. The leg comes out. Prior to the breast of the body being born, he cuts off the leg. The achar kach shachas es imo, shachas imo. Then he shuts the mother. So he's shutting the mother after he chopped off one of the limbs. Habasar tahor. The basar of the ubar and the basar of the behema are tahorim because they're alive. And we have a concept that behemas are not mekavim. Mentioned yesterday, we'll see it again. Behemas are not mekavim when they're alive. So therefore, they didn't touch anything. The only thing they touch is when they're alive. And when they're alive, they're not mekavim. These things are tahor. But shachat es imo. Let's say you shefted the mother, okay? So the uber's inside, except for one limb. You shefted the mother, v'acharta chasacha, and then you chopped off the limb that limb that was sticking outside. You chopped it off, okay? You have the mother. You have the scenario is pregnant cow. The hind leg is sticking out. Shef the mother. Chop off the limb. So what's the story with the meat? Because now everything is touching, after shchita, everything is touching this limb that's outside. It's all touching this outside limb. What's the status? Right? So, habasar maga b'nevela. We say now that all the meat is tumme with tumas nevela, because it touched the nevela. It's the meaning that limb is considered tumas nevela. Dibri Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir. Chacham omri maga trefa shchuta. We're talking about is it touched a trefa shenishka. So what, this is Rav Rashi. Rashi said, Habasar maga nevela, towards the bottom. Basar ha'uvar, the basar of the fetus, maga eivir minachai. It's touching eivir minachai. Why is eivir minachai? Because it was never inside the body when the mother was shefted. So it's touching eivir minachai, shehu matamak nevela. Eivir minachai, we just said, is matamak nevela, they're overwrote it. Im na inami, im yotze uvar, mace. If the uvar mace comes out, nevela gemura havea eivir, it won't have to be Eivir Menachai. That Eivir on the side is pure Nevela because it was never purified by the Shlita of the mother because it was left outside. That's what Rav Meir says. But the Chachamim say no. Maga Trefa Shchuta. He says Shchita. Aba Pisha Ena Materasa Eivir Vachila. Even though the Shlita of the mother cannot permit that Eivir to be eaten because it was outside, nevertheless, mitarto midei nevela, it does accomplish being mitarit from nevela. V'havi ketrefa shchuta, it's the same idea as a trefa that shechted, she'ena mitarit Torah, that there's no tumah d'araisa, because the first also emi d'rabanan mukdashir. It's a tumah d'rabanan. So the machlokas is whether or not the shchita of the mother will have an impact on the leg that's sitting outside. Of course, Rav Meir, no. It's outside, it's Eivir Menachai, or it's Nevela. Therefore, anything that touches it is touching the Nevela. So the Ubar, maybe the mother, are coming to us Nevela. Of course, the Chachamim, no. This, even though it can't match that piece to be eaten, it is Metahar, it's from Nevela, and it's only Tomei Derabana. Now the Mishnah has a conversation.
Have you ever had things like this, that you have
any sort of
Tumah that's connected to the Nevela, and then the Nevela?
What do you mean?
It's basically the same that we have to hold up. Whatever it touches,
Right. But what level? But what level of tumah is this thing on the outside? Is it nevela or is it a treifa? If it's a nevela, we said that it becomes it's an avatumah, and everything else is a rishon tumah, and it can be a time of other things. If it's only
it's not connected to it.
Right, but it's a separate entity. We've always been viewing that limb as something separate.
Exactly. Separate entity. It's not a problem.
It's a separate entity that's touching me, that's touching this animal. So it is a nevela, and it's touching the rest of the uvar. So that uvar is tame, tumas nevela. I guess it's a rishon. Kohen can't eat it, whatever the ramifications are of that tumah. So the Gemara now explains, is going to explain the Chachamim, not Gemara, the Mishnah is going to explain the Chachamim, Rav Meir is going to reject it, and tomorrow I guess we'll see what the Chachamim's answer to Rav Meir was. Okay? The Gemara says, Mama Tina B'Treifa, what do we find by a Treifa? She Shechita Mitaharta, right? The Shechita is Mitaher, I have a full-fledged Shechita, a Treifa, and I shecht it, it takes care of the Nevela issue. So Av Shechita's Behema Titaher Se'eber. So too the Shechita of the Behema should be matar the aver. The aver shouldn't be nevela. Rashi says, "Mama tina can something come in the night of right? Ashki to the hamer the tara the aver." Okay. So Gemara says. So the Mishnah says back. So Amar Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, "Wait, there's no comparison. They're two different things." Exactly. Says, "No. Im tihara shchitas trefa osa. That's dover shebegufa. Titara the aver dover sheinagufa. What are you telling me about? I have a full animal that's a trefa, and I shech it's tahor. I understand. It's not." Because you're dealing with its own good. Well, what are you talking about here? This is the limb of another animal sticking out of the mother. So I shut the mother, that's going to be the limb. It's stay gufos. It's two separate things. Now, they don't really answer. They don't really answer. Now, the Mishnah now is going to explain, the fundamental basis we had was that shrita of a trefa is retiring the trefa from the nevela. You would have thought that since you can't eat it anyway, it gets a status of nevela right then and there, so you shech it, big deal. It's a dead animal that can't be eaten. So it's a nevela. How do we know that? Minaya l'treifa shech shchitasa mitaharta, that the shchita is mitaharit. So first they say, you may have thought, look, listen, what about a behema tmeya, that's a surah b'achila, a non-kosher animal, you're not allowed to be eaten. Af treifa surah b'achila, so to a treifa is asur b'achila. Same thing, neither of them allowed to be eaten. And ma behema tmeya, and when it comes to a behema tmeya, ain't shchitasa mitaharta, the shchita doesn't do anything. Behema tmeya died, it's a nevela. So you would think, I'll trade for a little tatara the shchita. So you would think by a trade also it shouldn't work. Why does it work? Gemara says, well, don't do that. There's ima marked in behema tmeya. When it comes to a behema tmeya, lo haisala shasa kosher. It never had a time period when it was viable to be eaten. It never had a shasa kosher, right? Tomar b'treifa, you can see the same condition applied by a treifa, sha'aisul ha'shasa kosher, it had a time when it was kosher, right? So look at Rashi before we go on. Ma tmeya im shchita mitaharta, right? When it comes to a behemoth tmeya, the shchita is not mitaharit milatame, dachi tayim tos panim, kotimetris, l'chol behemah shahima presas parsa, kol nogeya behem, yitma, l'havi behemah tmeya, Shlota Tehemer Shkutasa. It brings quotes from the Torah's canon that Shkuta of Behemet Meya doesn't become Tahar. That lo dinhu, right? Asheret Asur Bachila, this is still the Torah's canon. Asheret Asur Bachila, right? Ubehemet Meya Asur Bachila. Masheret in Shkutasa Mitar. So the Tzid Buhu Tmei in Heim Lachem. Ah, Behemet Meya lo Tehemer Shkuta. So that's just, so you learn that basically, Behemet Meya are learning it out from the Sheretz. Neither of them would work if you do Shkuta. Or klach of derek zo, or go the other way. Behema tmei asur b'achilo treifa asura. Ma treifa shikatas mitaharta af behema tmei kain. Tamid omar hanogei behem lahavi behema tmei shalosh tana shikasa. It turns out that behema tmei of the shikasa does not work to make it tar. Then we say no. How can you make? And you can't make the comparison because the behema tmei shalosh haisel shasa kosher li tar mitu masal yedei shikita. Torah b'treifa shaitel shasa kosher. It came in the chala torah shikita once. The concept of shchita fell upon this behemoth. Because if it's behemoth tahora, you're going to say, sulo pakaminei, bahavi bichlau shartzon lebaka. The concept of shchita still exists. Meaning, you kind of have to bifurcate what shchita does. Shchita does two things. When you have the concept of shchita, it can make it mutter l'achila and removes the nevela status. Okay, now it's a trefa, so the shchita won't accomplish thing A. It's still going to accomplish thing B. So they put a spell on it. And the Gemara says, wait, according to you, now, the Mishnah says, that the whole deal is dependent upon whether or not had a shasa kosher. It says, tolach masher veta. Take away the svara. Retract what you say. Hare nolda treifa min abet minayin. What about a kosher animal that's born as a treifa? Never had a shasa kosher. So according to what you were saying now, this kosher animal that was born as a treifa, if you do shchita, it should not take care of the nevela status. But that's not true. I guess the assumption is. Rashi says, tolach mashavata, hare should know the treifa min abet minayin should tarena. How do you know it could become tarin? It never had a shasa kosher. So Gemara says, no, lo, you're right. This is the reason. Look, ima marta behema tmeya. What do you talk? Why is a behema tmeya the shechita does not take away the nevela status? Shekain ein benina shechita. The whole idea of shechita does not take place on this min, on this type of animal at all. It's completely removed from the concept of shechita. Toma betreifa, she's benin the shechita, but a shechita is sort of bakar. Sort of an entire, kingdom or genus of this species, you have a kind of a shechita. So shechita works on this species, doesn't work on the other species, right? Rashi says shegish b'mina shechita hilchach lo nacha mechla bakar mitzon. It doesn't leave the status of tzora bakar. But then the Mishnah says, which again the Gemara always had this concept. The Mishnah has the concept of that if a fetus is born during the 8th month, it's not viable. Hold to do, the Zman Zeh, because you see plenty of people who are born after the 8 months. Okay. But he says, Bein Shmor Nechai, let's say you have a fetus that is born in the 8th month, right? Ein Shchitaso Metaharto. The Shchita is not Metaharit. Right? Why? Lefisha Ein Bimino Shchita. It's no longer considered Sona Bakar. It's considered a Nefil. It's an 8 month baby. Rashi explains it better. He says, right, he said, Sheish min shrita hilkach lo nach mechal baka mitzon, aval ben shmor nachai shenola vibahem achaya, ein lan abamali tar. There's nothing to do to make it tar. Afilu mishchat, lefish eino bechal baka mitzon. It's not considered son of baka, because it's not going to live, and therefore it's going to be considered a nevela. Okay. Very, very difficult, I think all the poets can say that, Bezman said, you violate Shabbos, for a baby that's born in the 8th month. You don't say that it's an eight filling, it's not going to live. Okay. So now the Mishnah basically had the machlokes in Rav Meir and the Chachamim as to whether or not that when we had the Aver that's coming out of the mother and you shut the mother and then chop off the Aver, whether that Aver is considered Tumas Aver Menachai, meaning it's an Avela, or it's a Tumas of Trefa. But they all agree that the Buster of the Ubar is Tame from touching that Aver. The question just is, what type of tumah is it? Of a nevela or of a treifa? So amai, the Gemara asks, why is it that the basar, the rest of the ubar, is considered tumah? It is touching the eiver. Rashi seems to say, Rashi says, amai basar uva tumah, halo lo nagar ha'eiver b'basar, ela alidei chiburo, only because of at the connection point. But also, maga chabor beis hastarimu she'en anira. Where is the connecting point? It's hidden. So that's tumas based on starim, which is internal, and therefore there shouldn't be any tumas. The Gemara is asking, amai tumas based has starim? It's just tumas based on starim. But tumas based on starim lo mitame, and tumas based on starim is not mitame. And Rash points to the Mishnah, the Gemara in Nida. So why is there tame? Why is it tame at all? Who cares whether the limb is in the velo or the is a treifa? The connecting point is beis hastarim, which should prevent any tumor from being transmitted. The Gemara says, based on this question, the Gemara now wants to say that the Mishnah is going to hold that tumas beis hastarim, that maga beis hastarim is matame, and that goes according to Rav Meir.
It's not really. It's not at that exact point over the body
stops. The assumption is that it's flush. That the aver came out flush here, and the rest inside. Okay, so Lema, should we say Rabbi Meir Tame? Let's say the Rav Meir in our Mishnah goes according to Ashita, Dikna. We have a Mishnah in the 27th parak of Kehilat, right? So you have an item of Beged that is Shlosha al Shlosha, 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, which is the minimum shear to the Kamel Tumas Metras. tumas measures by a zav. We'll say by a zav, it's a high level tuma that even the zav doesn't touch it or carry it, but it sits on something that is on it. So that is tumas measures. It's a high level tuma. It has to be 3x3 tefachim. So let's say you have this thing that had it was 3x3 tefachim that was metami that has measures on it. Shen nechlak. Now it gets ripped in two. You split it in two. So it's 1.5 by 1.5, which is too small. Okay, it's too small now. What do you say about the tumah that was on that article? So the Mishnah says, Tahor min ha-medras. The tumah's medras is butla, and it's no longer an tumah. But, aval tameh maga medras. It is still considered tameh as a maga medras. Tumah's medras has to be 3x3, but if the zav touches it, right, if the zav touches it, tameh maga medras. It's as if the medras touched something else. Why? Because the beggar is basically touching itself. Each part is touching itself, but only internally. So that's going to be the concept of base for starting. Right? About Tommy Magamedras, Divra Meir. That's Rabbi Meir. This Visanya, and I guess, I don't know, but maybe it should be Tanan. I don't know what the gear says. Vitanya, as we hear, Rabbi Yossi says to him, why is it Tommy? It's the Ezra Medras Nogan said. Well, what Medras touched it? Where did it touch? Right? The only touching was inside, meaning it was based on starim. So you see here that the machlok is not based on starim. That Rav Meir holds the tumah is based on starim. It still can be metame by based on starim. Ella, so what does it mean that it's tummy maga medras? Ella, she'im naga bo zog, ye tummy maga hazog. The case is really going to be, the case where it's tummy is not midin medras, that if a zog happened to touch this art, this piece, let's say it had tumah medras, then the zog actually touched it, and then you rip it in two. So it loses its medrash status, but it still has the tumah of the maga on it. So, but lav itmar law, do we not say on this? So basically, what we see from here, though, is that Rav Meir holds that the maga, the base of starim, is tameh. Because he says it's still tameh maga medrash. It can rip apart, but where was it touched? It was only touched by itself. So Gemara says, wait, lav itmar law, did we not already establish about this Mishnah? Amar Ula says, lo shanu. The Mishnah that has this machlokus of Yossi of Meir's, Ela Shlosha al Shlosha. It's talking about a beged that was 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim shenechla that gets split up. Abal Shalosh al Shalosh habos mi beged gadol. But let's say you took a big beged, right? And you chopped off from it something the size of 3x3. When you look at the, it's not Shlosha, it's Shalosh, which talks about etzvos, which is a smaller measurement. And in the bigger beged, you still have 3x3 tefachim. We're going to say that even though this small beged doesn't have 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, it still maintains the tumas medras, right? Lo pakan men of the tumas medras. Why? Say again. You have this beged that is big. You rip off from this beged 3x3 etzvos. Okay? That 3x3 etzvos, we say, that place doesn't have tumas medras. The tumas medras remains only on the big beged. But Rav Yossi is going to agree in that case that Yossi is going to agree that this beged cut still has maga medras, as if it touched the father beged, so to speak. Because Bishas Pirishasa Me'aveyen Mikavlas Tumas Me'aveyen. Because when it left, as it's separating from its father, it is contracting the tumah. But it's not tumas based hastarim, we said on the Mishnah. So Hanami, so too in our Mishnah, Bishas Prishasasan Me'aver. When it is comes separated from the Aver, Mikabel Tumah Me'aver. It contracts tumah from the Aver. So don't say that our Mishnah is only like Rav Meir. Our Mishnah is even like Rav Yossi, because Rav Yossi agrees. Rav Yossi agrees that if you once at the moment of separation, it maintains the tumah status from its father. But I don't understand here. So the reason why it's tameh.
He's saying that the larger they
yes.
rip off the small piece now comes a different level of tumah because it doesn't have the exact size.
Right.
He's trying to compare this to a leg.
It's the wrong way.
It's not
technical.
So, but not focusing on the
side. You're not focusing on the side. I'm talking about the source.
Exactly.
But the source here, the source
yeah,
of tumor here, is the leg.
It's
flipped.
You just took it off the middle amount.
In the other case, the source of tumor is the big beged, and then you chop it off. Here, the source of tumor is the leg, which is the small beged, and this right. is being. Rashi.
Lo shonu shenefa rabbi yotel v'neil, which flows for shlosh shenefa. So lekele mei mishashi shonu zeh, mizeh mishabu tumut maru zeh mizeh. Shari mishashi shonu lo yeish, lo yeish to zeh, kidei v'tal beget, lo bezeh, kidei v'tal beget. So what does he say here? Again, he says, so too in our case, v'shas prishasam, when the basar and the uba, v'shas prishasam e'ever, when the, well no, that's from the source, but the source is the leg. The source is the leg, right? The source is the leg, and we chop it up. As it's separating, that's where it gets tumah. So it's nothing to do with base hastarim. It has to do that when you separate the source from the rest of it, it transmits tumah. Okay, that's one answer. Okay, now Ravina is going to give another answer as to why our Mishnah, is even like Rav Yossi, that there's no issue of base hastarim here. So Ravina Amar beged lav lachaticha kai ubar lachaticha kai. A beged is not supposed to be cut. But an ubar, this ubar, whose fine leg is sticking out, is omeid to be cut. Right? It's supposed to be cut. The chola omeid lachtok, and anything that is ready to be cut, kakatok dami. I call it roll the bila bila dami. If it's set to be cut, it's considered to be cut, and therefore, it's sort of what you were saying. Therefore, it's supposed to be cut at that point. We don't say it's based on starim anymore, I guess, is what they're going to say. Rashi says, "Kekatov dami, b'harei nogim zeh b'zeh," and they're touching each other. It's viewed as if it's separated, and they're touching. So it's not based on starim anymore. Okay. Right. So at that point, they're touching, and that's why there's the tumah transmission. So the Gemara says, "Kemah, who's going to be like?" Right? Okay, Rav Meir. It must be like Rav Meir, right? Meaning Ravina's answer has to be going like Rav Meir. If it's not, it's one of the Mishnah Mikvos. Kol yados kalim shein arukos. All kalim, right, that have, I guess that their handles are very long, the usilik tzatzon, and you're going to chop off the handles because they're too long, matfil ad l'kol mida. You can just do tfila up to that point because it's about to be cut off anyway. But kalim omrim ad jiyatim kula. You have to be matfil the whole thing. Okay. So our field table, this even field table rabbanim, even according to rabbanim, we say our mission is that because we say chiburim acholim commandim miprisei dami unagiba hadadi. Chiburim acholim, which I guess are softer, they'll agree that they're considered separated already. When it comes to the kalim, they will say it's not separated. But when it comes to the food stuff, they will consider it separated. Now the Gemara says, okay, we have two answers, right? We had the answer number one. Right, we had answer number one of what we said before. Answer number two was Ravina. Okay. The Gemara says, now look at the Lashon of the Gemara. Uvishlama l'ula, which is the first answer, hainu l'katani chasafa, that is cut off. Because we said that the reason why it became tameh is because it got cut. But, according to Ravina, who holds that even when it's attached, it's considered cut off, my chasafa, what do I need the Lashon of chasafa? The Mishnah says, right, then great. The Mishnah says, b'chotva. What do I need b'chotva? According to Ravina, it would make a difference. So Gemara says, you're right, yechanami. I just saw a reshit chotva, so coming out and say b'chotva. The first case talked about chopping it off before the shrita. The second case talked about chopping it off, sorry, the first case talked about chopping it off after shrita. No, prior to shrita. So the second case talks about chopping it off prior, I mean after shrita. Okay, we'll stop here. There.